This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. But before we begin, I want everyone to pray for Jonathan right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Jonathan, be healed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Whatever is wrong with you, in the name of Jesus, be completely and totally restored by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of righteous Abel. Father, heal Jonathan. Flood him with your Holy Spirit. Give the doctors the complete message that they need to see so that he would be healed completely, totally, and entirely. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, we're looking at the scripture. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I tell you, in 1968, when I was in that chapel on a Sunday, I experienced what it was to become experientially a new creation. A new creation because the old had passed away, the old sinful way had passed away. Behold, all is new. This experience is called being born again by evangelicals. Catholics call it conversion. I don't care what you call it. Let it happen to everyone who's listening to us. Let it happen now by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it's no difference what you call it. We call it conversion. That's what we call it. The evangelicals call it born again. And it means that we have a new life in Christ Jesus, that the gates of the Lord have been opened to us, that we have become a new people in the name of Jesus. This happens to many people when we pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But it is very important that it happens to you, because this is God's will, that we become new creations. St. Paul says, not a man, not a woman, but becoming a new creation is what it's all about. He became a new creation on the Damascus Road. When he fell to the ground, he became a new man. The old passed away. Behold, the new has come. This is what we preach, and we preach it every day. We are called to be this new creation in Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Have you become a new creation? Did you experience the born again experience? This is for all believers. We don't call it born again as Catholics. We call it conversion. As long as it happens, I don't care what you call it. As long as it happens and you receive a new life in the power of the Holy Spirit. Have you received that new life? God wants to give you that new life. Why? Because that's why you were born, to live in the life of grace, to live in the power of the Holy Spirit, to live a new life. When Paul fell to the ground, he became a new creation. Everything that he was doing, killing Christians, putting them in jail, changed. Now he comes to convert people, especially the Gentiles, to be Christ's own people. But you see, Paul never started with the Gentiles. He always went to the synagogues and preached Isaiah 53. By his wounds we've been healed. All we like sheep has gone astray. But God laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's Jesus. We became new creations at baptism. But we need to experience becoming a new creation. That happens many times when people make curseo. They make that experience of a little curseo, and they experience what it is to become a new creation. It happened to me when I made an Antioch retreat. I became a new creation experientially. It had happened at baptism, but now, as an adult, I gave my life to Jesus. I told him he could have my life, and so that's what happened. And I tell him that every day. New creations is what God gives us. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. It's not about going to church. It's not about even reading the scriptures. It's about being transformed into a new creation. Then you go to church. Then you read the scriptures. Then you're hungry for the word. Then you're hungry for the Eucharist, becoming a new creation. People have told me I never read the Bible, but when I received being a new creation or the baptism of the Spirit, I became very hungry for the Word of God. Never before was I hungry for the Word of God. I would take hours and hours reading the scriptures. It all came with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Have you become a new creation in Christ? Or are you the same person that you were when you were 17? Are you the same person, or have you become a new creation? That new creation is for everybody. It's not only an experience, it changes our lives. We go from walking into darkness, repenting, and walking into light.
And it's a new life for you, but for God, it is the life He has always planned and destined for you. When we grow close to Jesus, we walk into our destiny. As an adult, when we give our life to Jesus, He crowns us with the Holy Spirit. And when He crowns us with the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God is living in us, then we thirst for the Word of God. We thirst for prayer. We thirst for the realities of heaven. And we're in a flow of the Holy Spirit. We're no longer on our own power trying to be holy, forcing ourselves to read the Bible, making ourselves pray. You know, we gotta subdue our flesh and have dominion and command over ourselves. But when those living waters of the Holy Spirit are flowing within you, then it's God's operation through you. Then suddenly nothing of this world matters, and your eyes are focused only upon heaven. Because what we consume consumes us. And if we're consumed by the world, we're going to be consumed by the world. But if we're gazing upon heaven, heaven is going to inebriate us and flood us. God wants us to be inebriated with heaven, with the glory of God. God's not a God of half measures, and He didn't create you to be a person of half measures. God didn't create us to be double-minded. James says a double-minded man is weak in all of his ways. But when we're single-minded, focused only on God, then we become strong. We start to walk in not only the power and the authority of Christ, the power and the authority, and we come in to the plan that God has for our life. Give your life to Jesus today. Surrender to Jesus today so He can crown you with the Holy Spirit. And suddenly it's no longer you who lives, but Christ Jesus who lives through you. That Jesus empowers you, emboldens you, strengthens you. To be born again means to be born from above. That we lose our sinful nature and we come into the divine nature. You were created to be an empty vessel for the glory of God. That when someone sees you, they see God operating through you and they feel the power of God through you. But we're either filled with the world or we're filled with heaven. We're filled with ourselves or we're filled with Jesus.
And that's reality. That's reality. I tell you, I had the experience of becoming a new creation when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Everything changed in my life. All of a sudden, I was proclaiming Jesus Christ. People came to me and they would say, "Where did you get this wisdom?" I said, "It was the baptism of the Holy Spirit." We were young people and we were leading prayer meetings at the Cenacle in Brighton. Hundreds of people came to us and we were the teachers and they came hungry and thirsty. They had heard that God has given people the gift of tongues and prophecy. And so people from all around the state and beyond began to come to the Cenacle on a Wednesday night. And we as young people, 21, 22, 23, were the teachers proclaiming the word of God like we had never done before. It all came with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And people would say to me, "Where did you get this wisdom?" I said, "This is the wisdom that God gives when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit." You see, it's all real. It's all real. God wants you to become a vessel so that you proclaim the word of God. We were young people. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people came to us at the Cenacle. They were lured in because they heard people were speaking in tongues and prophesying. But what began to happen is that these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people became new creations as they went through the Life in the Spirit seminar. They too received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I remember pointing to a young woman. She wasn't very young, but pointing to a nurse, and I didn't know I was pointing. And I said, "Jesus loves you." And she, the next week, said, "You pointed to me and said, 'Jesus loves you.'" And with that, the power of God came through me. "What did you do? What's in that index finger?" I said, "I had no idea what I did. That was the Holy Spirit. That was God himself doing it. It wasn't my index finger. It was Jesus telling you that he wanted you as a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." You see, you can be coming to church for the last 80 years and you've never experienced becoming a new creation. How sad that is. How sad that is. You've sat in the same seats, the same row, came at the same time. You've done it every week, and that's good, but you've never surrendered your life to Jesus. And God will not force you to surrender your life to Jesus. I go to church. I've been going to church all my life. I'm going to tell you, the devil goes to church every week to try to tell you to think about other things, about the roast that's in your oven or the guests you're going to have for dinner while you're at Mass. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and with the power of God. You need that so that you can become not only a new creation, but you can become a lighthouse to people who are in distress. I remember being just a young man, and we were called to go to this place in Boston to pray for a woman who had a lot of troubles. I was no doctor. I was no priest. I was just a young man that had been filled with the Holy Spirit. And we began to pray with her, the mother and I. And we began to pray as if we knew what was wrong with her. And we prayed into the experience that she would be changed. No one taught us this. This was taught by the Holy Spirit. Jesus says when the Holy Spirit comes, he will teach you all things. We are in desperate need of the wonderful Holy Spirit. We are in desperate need of God. We are in desperate need not to become pew potatoes any longer, but to stand up and witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. So many years you've become a pew potato. You sit in the same pew. You come into the church. You leave just the way you came. How unfortunate. You've just heard the word of God and received the body and blood of Christ. Why didn't you get changed? Why didn't you get changed? God wants to change you inside out by the gift of the Holy Spirit, so that when the scriptures are read in church, you say, "That's wonderful. I never heard that before." And you've heard them for years, but all of a sudden, the veil is taken away from your eyes, and you hear the word of God as a new person. That word was meant for me. How many times people have said to us on the radio, "What you proclaimed was meant for me. You were telling me all I needed to hear about my circumstances. Did you know that?" No, we didn't know that at all. We just proclaimed the word of God, and God began to touch his people through the power of the wonderful Holy Spirit.
When God's moving, you just want to stay out of the way. Father, keep going.
Stay out of the way is what it's all about.
You got the glory,
because God wants wonderful things for you. He wants to break you out of the habit of sitting in a pew. He wants you to sit in another pew and receive the power of God. He wants you to do for him what the early disciples did for the church. They proclaimed the word of God with power. We were like 21 years old. We were young people. No one taught us anything. It was the baptism of the Holy Spirit that led us into the truth. And we proclaimed the word of God as if we were evangelists. And we were, because people came to receive the word of God. I remember when Peter Kreft came, philosopher, Boston College. He was hungry for the word of God. He knew Jesus, but he knew that he needed more. And we prayed for him for the baptism of the Spirit. The week before we prayed, he asked me, "What are the odds that I'm going to get this baptism of the Holy Spirit?" I said to myself, "I'm not a bookie giving people odds, but I'm going to ask the Lord." Oh, I said to Peter, 100%. And he said in his professor voice, "What gives you that right to say 100%? I said, "Jesus." I said, "Peter, you have children. If they ask you for a piece of bread, would you give them a stone? If they ask you for a fish, would you give them a scorpion? What would you give them? A piece of bread. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? You are sinners and you give good things to your children. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" And you know what? We didn't have to wait for next week to pray for him, because scales were taken from him. The Lord poured out his Spirit through the word of God, and he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you know what he started to do? He started to bring people in his classes to the cynical. Some were atheists. I remember one woman said, "I was an atheist when I came to the cynical prayer meeting, but the Lord touched me, and I remained faithful to him. I was no longer an atheist. I was a Christian Catholic. God changed my life." Where does God change your life? Wherever God is operating, that's where you should go. You've got to be at the place where God is operating. Remember the people on the day of Pentecost. They were in one place, in the upper room, with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. They were in one place when the Spirit of God came. You've got to be where the Spirit of God is if you want that powerful Spirit to come upon you. Many times, if you're with the people that are being filled with the Spirit, it happens to you too. But you know what? I know people that have received the baptism of the Spirit in their own rooms when they were praying to God, and the power of God came upon them, and they too received the baptism of the Spirit. But on the day of Pentecost, the Word of God says, they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. I want you to be where God is if you want that power. And God is at St. John's in Quincy on a Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. God is there, but he's also there every single day. It is a parish that is open to the Holy Spirit. What you need is not more of your psychiatrist's help. You've gone to him or her for 30 years. You need the baptism of the Spirit. You need to be changed by the love of God. You need to be changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what you need. I'm not telling you shouldn't go to the psychiatrist, but I am telling you, you've been going for years and nothing has happened. Make sure you come to St. John's on a Wednesday night at 7 o'clock and see what God wants to do for you. You want to be where God is in order to receive what God wants to give you. And God is with us on a Wednesday night at Mass at 6:05, at the prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. You need to be where God is to receive what God is doing. And this is what's happening. People that have never gone to church are being transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they get hungry for the Eucharist. They go to confession. And they tell you, I went to confession after 40 years. I feel so light. I feel so new. God has done something for me that I couldn't do for myself.
God has done something for me I couldn't do for myself. We can search and search for everything in the world, but there's a space in your heart which only the love and the power of God can fill. Nothing of this earth. And it takes the Holy Spirit to give us from the ability to live from our head into our heart. Because the whole goal of the Christian life is for you to live out of your heart. The power of God flows from your heart. Abundant life flows from your heart. If you want rest, it's in your heart. I remember the baptism of the Holy Spirit for me that day at Holy Rosary, when my whole life, you know, I got what I wanted of this world. I had everything I could want, but there was always an emptiness. There was always a void. There's always something missing. No matter how exciting my life was, there was always a boringness to it because I was created for God. I was created by God. I was created to love God. And when I went into that church, I had grown up in Catholic school, going to Mass, but I had never been where the power of God was. And when I walked into that church and I saw people fully alive in the power of the Holy Spirit, glowing and beaming with God, running up and down the aisle, praising and loving, and the river of God flowing like I could have never felt before, I knew I was home. I knew my whole life, this is what I was searching for. And at that point, as I gave my life to Jesus, he crowned me with the Holy Spirit. I received the power of the Holy Spirit baptism for the power of God. But then the fire of God filled me, that refining fire, and I began to burn. And I remember the next day I woke up, hell was opened over my life. There was a battle for my soul. But for the first time in my life, I had peace. Jesus said, I came to give you rest. I could hear the interior voice of God directing me. I knew why I was alive for the first time and why I had purpose. I could begin to hear God tell me what to do. Anthony, I need you to fast. Anthony, I need you to do these prayers. 21-day fast, 40-day fast. Anthony, I got a vision. Anthony, I want you to go hold up this sign and begin a ministry. Where God showed me, I didn't know, but it was in front of where the abortion clinic was. I just went because it was a busy intersection. And then Father Tom bought me a speaker because I could not keep the word of God within me. It was bubbling out of me. Did I know the scriptures? No. But did I know God's love? Yes. Could I testify to my experience? Yes. Luckily, it's not knowing the scriptures or memorizing the Bible perfect, which makes you relatable or holy to God or viable to his power. Is it, are you surrendered to God? Are you living for God? Do you wake up every day and seek God's power? Father, in Jesus' name, release that baptism of the Holy Spirit with an impartation of fire. May the grace that's on Father's life and my life be released to you now.
God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.